Hey, it's the Pete here from thepete.com with the latest episode of the Pete podcast. I'm almost better. I had the flu for a better part of a week, actually a little bit more than a week, I guess, technically, since I still am coughing now and my nose is still a little runny, but I am feeling better. Yay! So that's nice. Not that I didn't enjoy ignoring the rest of the world for much of my sickness, because things are amazingly screwed up. I tweeted about this and posted on my Instagram about this as well, but I wanted to make sure everybody heard about it. There's Tuesday's Democracy Now! If you go to democracynow.org and go to Tuesday, I think it's, what's the date on Tuesday? March, let me check my calendar, 8th, March 8th, 2016. If you go find that episode of Democracy Now! On their website, they feature a documentary produced by the ACLU on the Flint water crisis, which is an absolute must-watch/listen, whichever you prefer. They have both versions available. It is terrifying to follow the adventures of these poor citizens of Flint as they slowly uncover the reality that they are being poisoned by their water supply and by their leaders. It's amazing and chilling that we have leaders that are behaving this way. it's like, imagine, you know, well, it's not, you don't have to imagine, it's happened before. I remember on 9/11, first responders and emergency, you know, responders, you know, wanted to know if the air they were breathing around Ground Zero, around the world, the fallen World Trade Towers, was safe to breathe. And the EPA, a federal agency, said, sure, yeah, it's safe to breathe. Turns out it wasn't. So flash forward 14 years, and the people of Flint, Michigan are asking, or were asking, hey, is our water safe to drink? Because it looks pretty gross. And they were told, sure, it's totally safe to drink. And luckily, they, hopefully, I believe, I know a lot of them, based on from what Democracy Now! Covered. Most of them, or a lot of them, did actually not decide to not drink the water, which is good. But anyway, so it was basically a year after that, basically January of this year, I think it was, when it actually came out that the government, the local government, knew all about it. In fact, the EPA knew all about it for quite a while, but not as long as the state government did. And the whole system is set up upside down. So basically, you've got this this declaration of emergency that has happened in certain areas of Michigan. So that what that means is that democracy is on pause. They literally press pause on democracy and appoint emergency managers for various cities in the state of Michigan. Detroit has them, and I know Flint does. I think Detroit does. I think there's an emergency manager. In fact, the emergency manager of the education system there used to be the emergency manager of the water in Flint, and he's actually the guy who said, let's save $5 million by switching water supplies from the Detroit supply to the Flint River, which happened to be acidic and started leaching lead from lead pipes, and that's why the water is brown there. Sorry for the voice, the throat clearing there. So it's kind of crazy that this is going on, the system is essentially falling apart when we look at when we're trying to save money. At the cost of, you know, logic and health. And it's just very disturbing that we've allowed things to get this bad, and we've been so focused on this stupid war on terror, which, you know, isn't keeping us that much safer than we already were. I mean, let's face it. If anybody really wants to hurt us, they can. That's part of what living in a free country means. You know, and we're supposed to be okay with that because we're the land of the brave, right? So, but we're really not. We've spent the last 15 years, you know, freaking out about a handful of extremists in the desert, you know, who hate us. And I say, you know, screw them. They can hate us. I don't really care what they think. And so, but we'd rather be afraid of these guys than actually afraid of crumbling infrastructure, which has been a concern, a legitimate concern for the better part of a decade, if not a little longer, I would think. I remember years ago, Jon Stewart saying something on The Daily Show about how there's something like 70 bridges and tunnels in America that are in danger of, or in need, desperate need of maintenance, according to some study. So yeah, so anyway, yeah, so check out that Democracy Now! Documentary. It was really good, or documentary episode from the 8th of March, 2016. And then, of course, the other thing that's we're finding, because we're so focused on what we're afraid of, Trump, President Trump. We're counting down. I'm now counting down to the entrumpination of America. The entrumpment is coming. And like Ned Stark in Game of Thrones, this should be a serious fucking warning for you, because this we do not want. This man is out of touch with reality, may be insane, is definitely a dickhead and a douchebag. And I don't understand how so many people can be so stupid. In fact, one of my heroes, Adam Savage, kind of let me down on a recent episode of his podcast, Still Untitled Project at Tested.com. You should go listen to it. It's a great podcast. But he said that we shouldn't shame stupid people. And I disagree. I really think we need to shame the hell out of every stupid person, because it is shameful that in the information age, we have the universe at our fingertips, practically, of information on the internet, and you don't know things. You want to deny global warming, you want to deny the Holocaust, you want to deny, I mean, Adam Savage isn't doing any of this denial, he's just saying be nice to the stupid. And I say fuck those guys. They're getting us in trouble. They're damaging the earth, they're damaging human life, and this needs to stop. And you know, because we're afraid of a handful of guys who could barely hurt themselves in the desert, we're not focused on what we need to be focusing on, which is global warming and infrastructure and healthcare and education and all the things that are going to keep humanity alive, or certainly America alive. But no, let's be afraid of a handful of extremists. You know, that's really the way to go, right? No, it's not. And you're stupid if you think that. Yes, of course, we should be concerned with them. Yes, of course, we should have intelligence agencies working on stopping them, of course. But we need to be focused on more important things that are actually going to damage our lives, you know. Man, I wish, I think I need to make this a longer podcast. Maybe next week I'll try to go to 15 minutes. You know, so anyway, and it's just a scary situation, and I don't like that we're focused so much on these two. Right now it's, you know, Trump is in the lead, or not Trump is in the lead, Trump is in the lead for the Republicans, and Hillary Clinton is beating Sanders almost twofold, based on delegates. Of course, she's got these super delegates, so she's probably going to win the nomination, if not the presidency. Honestly, I think we're kind of screwed no matter who gets into the White House, whether it's Clinton or Trump, because Clinton is such an insider, such a white man, you know, style politician, that, you know, she's not, I think, like I've said in a couple of Ballpoint Adventures ago, you know, she's the status quo and Trump is hell on earth. And so I don't want either of them. We need real change. We need a real refocusing of American priorities. And I don't see how that's going to happen under the current powers that be. So I hope if you're able to vote in the Democratic primary, please vote for Bernie. We need somebody who's actually going to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, because Hillary's taking money from big money powers, and you know, and she's going to turn around and just maintain the status quo, which is clearly sucky. So anyway, that is pretty much it for this week. I may try to sneak in an extra episode of the podcast before next week. We shall see. But thank you very much for listening. This has been the Pete from thepete.com and the Pete podcast. Thanks for listening. Please let me know what you think on Twitter. Bye. So, Pete, the Pete's